The fourth sign of the zodiac. 1. Why should I have been surprised? Hunters walk the forest without a sound. The hunter, strapped to his rifle, the fox on his feet of silk, the serpent on his empire of muscles, all move in a stillness, hungry, careful, intent. Just as the cancer entered the forest of my body without a sound. 2. The question is, what will it be like after the last day? Will I float into the sky, or will I fray within the earth or a river, remembering nothing? How desperate I would be if I couldn't remember the sun rising, if I couldn't remember trees, rivers, if I couldn't even remember beloved, your beloved name. 3. I know you never intended to be in this world, but you're in it all the same. So why not get started immediately? I mean, belonging to it. There is so much to admire, to weep over, and to write music or poems about. Bless the feet that take you to and fro. Bless the eyes and the listening ears. Bless the tongue, the marvel of taste. Bless touching. You could live 100 years. It's happened. Or not. I am speaking from the fortunate platform of many years, none of which I think I ever wasted. Do you need a prod? Do you need a little darkness to get you going? Let me be as urgent as a knife, then, and remind you of Keats, so single of purpose, and thinking for a while, he had a lifetime. 4. Late yesterday afternoon, in the heat, all the fragile blue flowers in bloom in the shrubs in the yard next door had tumbled from the shrubs and lay wrinkled and fading in the grass. But this morning, the shrubs were full of the blue flowers again. There wasn't a single one on the grass. How, I wondered, did they roll or crawl back to the shrubs and then back up to the branches? That fiercely wanting, as we all do, just a little more of life. To Shiva. Shiva, pretend you are with me as the doe in her summer red coat tiptoes down through the pines and enters the pasture. She neither hurries nor hesitates. She knows exactly how carefully it must be done. Shiva, I know the odds. If the fawn is where she left it, the world in that moment goes on being created. And if the fawn has vanished, it is the destroyer's hour. Lord of life and of death, I just wanted you to stand here for a moment, not like a god, but like a mortal being, to see for yourself how the doe carefully vanishes into the grass. And when she emerges, how the heart leaps joyful if the world steps out beside her. That little dancer, still licking milk from its lip.